from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Fleiler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, my friends at Engineered Sleep want to make your bed. They really want to make your mattress, not your bed. Let them do that for you. And I want to encourage you the advantages of this. We've got this adjustable bed, like this hospital bed. That's really cool. Let them make your mattress for you. And I never really thought about it before, Zach. Like, I'd go try a mattress out, and, this is really soft. I like this one. Get in there, test the mattresses out, lay in them. It's kind of a cool thing to do. Like, as a kid, you didn't like trying on clothes. It's like, oh, God, I got to try on more clothes. My mom wants to buy more clothes. This is like one of the cool shopping things. It's like test driving a car or something. It's one of the cool things you could do. I'm good at this. We did it. They made our bed for us. They made our mattress for us. 10% off when you tell them you heard about it here. And we don't pay a middleman because you get it straight from their factory, right, straight from their manufacturing facility right here in Greenville off of Congaree Road. Just go to their website. All their specials are on there. Everything you need to know is on there now. It's very easy. It's engineeredsleep.com. To our guest lines now. Got Tony Morrell of the Big Spur. Uh-oh, put him on hold. Try to call him back if we can. See if we can get him out of the airplane and get him on here now. I thought the Gamecocks had their best win of the year. Best win maybe of Will Muschamp's career last week. So we'll ask Tony about that when we can get him on a little better signal coming from that. South Carolina, by the way, we found it yesterday. Missouri SEC Network at noon coming up. This week, 7:30. Against Kentucky. Better now? Good. To our guest lines, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We are fantastic. I said, and I watched the game Sunday night when we got back. I made a statement that this was, I think, maybe the best the Gamecocks have looked, at least in an SEC game, not counting any, you know, Coastal Carolina wins or anything like that. Would you agree that in the Muschamp era, this is the crispest, the most dominant maybe they've been, especially on the lines of scrimmage?
Yeah, I would agree with that, especially that last part. I thought the both lines of scrimmage played extremely well. The offensive line really set the tone from really the first play of the game when they just blew Vanderbilt off the ball on the first running play, and Rico Dowdle picks up 15 yards and really it just kind of made a statement right off the bat that played out over the rest of the game where their offensive line played really well. And outside of a couple of drives that Vanderbilt had, I thought the defensive line in the front seven also controlled Vandy pretty well and did a good job of making Kyle Shurmur uncomfortable, which I thought was one of the big keys coming into the game, and didn't really let their running game get going either. So I think it was probably the most complete performance. You know, even special teams, even though there weren't any big plays, made all the field goals. Most of the kickoffs were touchbacks, and just, overall a complete performance, particularly on the road, like you said, against an SEC team that was coming off a game where they very easily could have beaten the number 8 team in the country at Notre Dame.
I always watch games twice, or I don't say always. If I have time, I watch games twice. The second time, I go back and watch the lines of scrimmage a little more closely. I hadn't done it the second time yet with this one. But at first glance, Zach Bailey appeared to have a Zach Bailey type of game. Anybody else, you agree with that? And by the way, anybody else on the offensive line really stand out as far as playing one of the better games?
So Darius Hutcherson also played really well at right guard. So both of the guards had good days. Dennis Daly played well at left tackle. They really, as a group, gave Jake Bentley the time he needed, and like I mentioned before, really opened the holes for the running backs. And so, I think Eric Wolford and Will Muschamp were very happy with what they got from their offensive line as a whole.
Rico Dowdle, 20 carries for 112 yards and a touchdown. Was this his best performance of his career so far?
I don't know career best, but it certainly was his best performance of the year, and you could sense that right off the bat he was playing like a guy who wanted to make up for his poor performance against Georgia. He looked very energized and motivated and excited to be out there. And you know, I think really was a big part of helping the offense get on track early and building that early confidence. And he really was elusive and ran the ball well in traffic, ran through some tackles, and just, you know, looked much more like the Rico Dowdle we expected to see in preseason camp. And just, you know, for whatever reason, he didn't play well against Georgia, but I'm sure a lot of backs aren't going to play well against that defense. But he made up for it and rebounded nicely against Vanderbilt.
Sometimes you'll see a Benny Snell-like performance and a running back just makes plays and is dominant. Dowdle, you can say that type of performance, but A.J. Turner and Tyson Williams had great games too, which means the offensive line, I think it's a sign that the offensive line played great. Moving forward, obviously the line will be a big part of it. Moving forward, I think the support of the running game is obviously very important to Jake Bentley in the play action, and they're able to get vertical in the passing game. But my main question is, in the running game moving forward, where does Williams really fit in behind Dowdle now?
Yeah, I think it'll continue to be a game-by-game scenario. You know, I think a lot will depend on the type of defense they're facing. A lot will depend on your practice performance leading up to the games. But I think the primary philosophy is they want to have a fresh back in there as often as possible. Fresh legs, guys that are going to be explosive and you know, hit the hole hard. They feel confident in all three of those guys, and even Mon Denson got in some short yardage situations and did his job well there too. So I don't know that they have a star in that group, but they feel pretty good about the group as a whole and feel like any of those guys could be productive when called upon.
Passing game, Shai Smith, 5 for 119 and a touchdown, a couple of deep balls in there. Debo makes some plays. I thought they did a pretty good job on Debo scheme-wise and physical with him as well. And then Brian Edwards makes a couple of plays, a nice third down catch for Casey Crosby. Give us an idea of the passing game and where it is moving forward, because, it seemed like it played off of the running game for the first time this year.
Yeah, I thought they really showed good balance, they being – you know, Brian McClendon in the offense with his play calling. I thought he called a really nice game. I thought he called a really nice game against Coastal Carolina as well earlier in the year. It was a similar performance with good balance. They got away from it against Georgia, partially because of the score, obviously, in the second half. Once they got down, they had to continue to throw the football. But I thought they abandoned the run too soon against Georgia. So he definitely stayed balanced and, like you said, used the running game to set up the vertical passing game. Shai Smith, you know, had I think they felt really good about the matchup they had with him, that he could get behind their nickel, and that played out on really the same play two different occasions where he ran the same route. And when he gets a free release, he's certainly a guy that's a threat to get down the field. And I think you're going to see Bentley try to get the ball to him more and more as the year goes on. But overall, it was a solid day from the receivers with I think Shai Smith having the most impressive day. You know, Debo didn't really get a lot of chances down the field, but when he got the ball in his hands, he did a good job of breaking tackles and was really physical and finished his runs showed he's the kind of versatile guy who can make things happen in a lot of different ways. So I expect him to have a breakout game, though. I could see it happening potentially this week against Kentucky, where they're going to get him the ball more down the field, and I think you'll see him have some bigger games going forward.
Defensively, you hold Vanderbilt just 92 yards of rushing. I gained him on the ground 273 to 92. Thus, you're able to get him down in distance and got after Shermer a little bit, got in his face, pressured him a little bit. I know Kinlaw, maybe Bryson Allen and Williams, maybe some of the guys in the secondary. Any big standouts defensively from what you saw?
Yeah, Kinlaw was the standout. I mean, they couldn't block him. He had a good first half. He had a dominant second half. And, you know, Vanderbilt got a little bit of momentum there in the second quarter offensively, where they were running it and having some success. And I thought the coaches did a really good job of making some adjustments at the half. And Vandy didn't pick up a single first down in the third quarter. And that's really where they put the game away. And Kinlaw had the best game. And like you mentioned, Bryson Allen Williams was very active and as a pass rusher and was disruptive. I thought J.C. Horn filled in nicely because Rashad Fenton went down with a quad contusion in the first quarter. He they moved J.C. Horn from nickel to the outside and put Jamias Williams at nickel. And I thought J.C. did a good job of filling in there. Didn't look like a freshman. Just, you know, he continues to play really well for a guy, especially a guy who wasn't an early enrollee. So, and then the safeties played better. I thought Steven Montack had a better game against Vanderbilt than he did against Georgia. And Muschamp said after the game they weren't tested a lot down the field, but in terms of run support and coming up and making tackles close to the line of scrimmage, both Montack and JT Ibe had better days.
What did you mentioned a little bit about it? What did Will Muschamp think about his special teams?
I think he's happy with them. You know, Parker White made all of his field goals. They forced touchbacks on I think every kick but one. And their coverage was good when Vanderbilt did have a return in there, whether it was a punt or a kick. And so I think he's pretty happy with it. It's just I think it's the kind of performance they need to build off of. Competition is going to get stiffer this week against Kentucky. I was really impressed with the way Kentucky defended Fitzgerald from Mississippi State and the way their defensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. And then, of course, Benny Snell may be the best back in the conference. So there's going to be a bigger test this week. Got a four-game losing streak they need to snap in Lexington. So I know Muschamp is hopeful that this Vanderbilt game can be a momentum builder and one where they can continue to play a complete game like they did this past week.
Maybe of course, Kentucky's beaten back-to-back ranked opponents, but because of that, this appears to be the game. Every week's the biggest game of the year, and that's not just a cliche, but this, would you agree with me in that Kentucky's success now, and they're trying to stay in this SEC East a little bit, and now being ranked for the first time in quite some time, that this Kentucky success has turned this into another huge game for the Gamecocks?
Yeah, it's huge. It's, like I said, never thought they would have a four-game losing streak to Kentucky, but they do. And so I think there's some pressure on South Carolina to snap that streak. It's an SEC East opponent. It's on the road, and it's a big game for sure. And I think it's one where the coaches need to make sure the team is extremely well-prepared, and you have to think there's very little chance of South Carolina taking them lightly, given the fact that Kentucky's beaten them 4 years in a row. So the players need to go up there and play a complete game and find a way to contain Benny Snell. And I think if they can do that and force their quarterback to beat him, I think they have a realistic shot to win the game. But it should be a really, really good contest, I would think.
Continue with that theme. As simple as it gets, down and distance is awfully important to Kentucky, and Benny Snell is awfully important to Kentucky. I don't think there's too many times where it can be more clear than this. You mentioned a little bit, but talk about what you think the keys are for, or maybe even emphasize that again, just how important the keys are for the Gamecocks on defense.
Yeah, I don't think Kentucky's going to try to trick you. They run a pretty straightforward offense. They want to establish a run, and if they get it established, they will run it over and over and over again. Whether it's traditional with Snell in the backfield or Wildcat, they want to run the football. And South Carolina did a great job against Vanderbilt. They did a not so great job against Georgia, and I think a lot will depend on which South Carolina defense shows up. Obviously, tackling will be at a premium in this game. They can't afford to miss tackles. They can't afford to take bad angles like they did against Georgia and allow, what should be a 3-, 4-, 5-yard gain turn into 15 or 20 yards. So, there's no question the defense is going to be on the spot in this one, but the offense also has to do their job. I think it's important when you're facing a team like Kentucky that wants to establish the run, your offense has to stay on the field and keep them on the sideline. I think the more South Carolina can do that, and if they can build a lead and take Kentucky out of their game plan and force them to throw the ball more than they want to, I think that could be huge as well.
Let me give you a couple stats here in the SEC. They give up 7 points to Mississippi State. They give up 14 points to Florida on the road. They held Florida to 128 on the ground. They held Mississippi State to just 56 yards rushing on the ground. Just 201 total yards. We saw the Gamecocks not run it great against Georgia, run it great against Vanderbilt. Can it be more simple than the running game being a major part? Maybe even could throw it to open up the running game, but can you see how the running game will be a major part of the Gamecocks' success on offense?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And I think the latter thing you said there may be what they're going to have to do. I would have to think Kentucky's going to try to take that running game away. And if they can continue to control the line of scrimmage the way they have so far this year against their opponents, that's going to make things tough on South Carolina. They're going to have to use the pass to open up the run. But I think South Carolina's offensive line is up to the task, and that could be the biggest battle to watch in this game would be South Carolina's offensive line against Kentucky's defensive line. Really, and it's always the case in games like this. The line of scrimmage, either way, is going to be huge. But South Carolina's offensive line is probably going to face their biggest test of the year, and that includes Georgia. I mean, South Carolina's offensive line played well against Georgia. They gave Bentley time. You know, they were running the ball with Tyson Williams early and just got away from it. But it wasn't because of the offensive line. But I think this is going to be the biggest test they face so far this year. And Eric Wolford's group needs to really build on what they did against Vanderbilt and come out and be ready to play really good against Kentucky as well.
Kentucky, 106 yards a game given up on the ground, 21st in the country. Tony, how about injuries? I know you talk about Fenton getting banged up in the game. What's the latest for the health of the Gamecocks?
Yes, Fenton had a quad contusion. He's supposed to be back. Javon Kinlaw hurt his toe. But he's supposed to be back. DJ Wanham will still be out. Looks like Texas A&M is probably the best-case scenario for his return. Don't know of any other major ones right now. Ezra Thompson left the field late in that Vanderbilt game. Looked like a shoulder, but Muschamp did not mention him in the injury report following the game or in his teleconference on Sunday. So we'll see if he says more at his press conference later today. But overall, I think they're pretty healthy.
Finally, let's go to thebigspur.com. What's coming up on the website?
Well, we'll have a ton of coverage leading up to the Kentucky game this week. A lot of recruiting information as well. And then, of course, on game day, we'll have full coverage before, during, and after the game. We'll have a staff there in Lexington bringing everyone that can't make the trip the news. So just go to thebigspur.com and you can sign up and become a premium member today.
If we can next week, let's review Kentucky, talk about Missouri noon game in Williams-Brice. Thanks, man. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. You too.
All right. That's Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Speaking of Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Mr. Orr, 24, 404-8158. Get in touch with them. They can help you out. They would love to put in a garage floor for you. Let me talk to you a little bit about this from a commercial standpoint, also from a industrial standpoint. Carolina Flooring Specialist would love to come in and just show you what they can do. If you have a showroom, like an automobile dealership, if you have a automobile repair shop where you got spills and leaks everywhere, man, your logo can look better. You wipe up these things, you know, kitchens, restaurants. I was at a restaurant not too long ago, and like the floors like didn't look very good. I'm like, man, they need to come in here and do these floors. They've done over 14,000 projects. They've done over 4 million square feet of garage flooring with the endless possibilities. Let them come in to your business, to your industrial site. And how about this, like an industrial site, these huge buildings. They just did like the break room at a major facility here in the upstate. It looks awesome. Check online now. I'm looking at a major garage that has awesome looking garage floors right now as a result of calling Carolina Flooring Specialist. Tim Worley, over 40 years of combined experience in this thing with the staff there. 100% solid resin-based epoxy flooring that's going to pop and really, really, really increase your business. Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158. Open phone lines when you return for more. It's the Mickey Plata Show with Zacho and more after this.
Clemson Paw Partners is a 501c3 nonprofit helping improve the lives of animals in our community. They've lined up an awesome night of fun, food, and prizes. Monday, October 1st, Clemson Paw Partners will gather at Four Paws on Old Greenville Highway across from Bojangles from 6 until 8. Pets on a leash are welcome too. Free giveaways to all who attend, and they'll raffle off gift cards, gift certificates, and a Whistle 3 GPS tracker for your pet. Clemson Paw Partners at Four Paws Monday from 6 until 8.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Make your next corporate party or team-building event one to remember with Local Q. Featuring a wide-ranging menu of mouth-watering, in-house smoked barbecue, signature craft cocktails, 25 rotating drafts, and hundreds of classic games to play, Local Q is the place to break the ice with coworkers, friends, and family. We'll craft you the perfect menu featuring all the Local Q favorites, whether for 50 people or 250. Local Q has the room for you. Reserve your venue today by visiting localq.com.
College life doesn't have to be all about books and studying. College life can be the lifestyle you've dreamed about with University Cottages. Student housing built by University Cottages offers amenities that make college life exceptional. Imagine fitness facilities, resort pools, walking trails, dog parks, clubhouses with meeting spaces, and fire pits and barbecues. Luxury student living in Calhoun Creek, Cross Creek, and our newest location, Ingalls Crossing, all close to campus. Great amenities at great rates. Discover UniversityCottages.com.
If your business IT provider doesn't help with your phones or your security or isn't available nights or weekends, that's, well, half out. TSA Choice will manage all your technology needs. Network, communications, security, upgrades, repairs, training, all of it, and be on the job 24/7. Running a business is hard enough without IT support that's half out. TSA Choice. All your technology, all the time. TSAChoice.com.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Trail just want to talk to you. They still do this. If you're a church and if you are considering renovating your church, building on your church, maybe going into a new location and building a new church, they consult with you with no charges for their services. Now, there's sometimes you had like some other charges that come out there when they had to consult with other people or things like this. But for what Trail does in an initial consultation, that they won't charge you for that. They kind of feel like that they'll be there for you, and it's kind of like they're calling to kind of give back. So that's a pretty cool thing. You know, during their 35-year history, I'd have to ask, I don't know if I'm sure they have that documentation for it, but how many times they've done this over and over and over and over. Speaking of churches, I heard a sermon not too long ago about shepherding and about how, you know, sheep have to be not very smart animals, those kind of stuff. So sheep have to be led, right? And if for the folks that do this thing just one time, that don't really know anything about building and don't really know how to do it, you know, you kind of need to be shepherded through the entire process. They can do this for you. Your building will be built on time. It will be built on budget. The single source delivery allows Trail, the leaders in this industry, to maintain this kind of great relationships after, in their post-construction services. You'll emerge from it with friends and things on these lines. So get in touch with them. It's our great friends at Trail, T-R-E-H-E-L. .com. How you doing over there?
Doing well. Doing very well.
What'd you learn from Tony Moreau?
I learned from Tony that they're probably a little worried about Kentucky and stopping Benny Schnell up there this weekend.
Benny Schnell.
Schnell.
Is he's a really, really, really good player.
A ranked Kentucky team.
Yeah. How about I tweeted this out earlier. Did you see this?
The Duke and Kentucky thing?
Yep. Duke and Kentucky ranked in the same football, AP football poll, for the first time since September 14th of 1957. They've been ranked in the same AP basketball poll 547 times in that span. Duke and Kentucky getting it done in football. Seems kind of crazy. Benny Snell so far in the season, 4 games, 540 yards, and a touchdown. I like Benny Snell. He's a cocky guy, a junior. He's our all-time leading touchdown guy out there. Now, watch that game on Saturday. Snell's one of these guys that when Kentucky wins, that they kind of held him out of the Murray State game. Let's look at their two biggest wins of the year so far this year. Safe to say that's at Florida and then Mississippi State. In those two games, Snell, 27 carries, 175 yards against Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Against Mississippi State, 25 carries, 165 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Just going back to Kentucky wins, okay? And the bigger Kentucky wins. Last year against South Carolina, 32 carries, 102 yards, and 2 touchdowns. A win last year against Missouri, 20 carries, 117, and 2. Last year, a win against Tennessee, 27 carries, 180 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Win against Vanderbilt, 17, 116, and 3. In the losses, Georgia held him to 94. He went for 176 against Ole Miss. In the loss to Mississippi State, 7 carries, 18 yards. He got hurt in that one, I'm sure. Lost to Florida last year, 59 yards. Lost in the bowl game, 6 carries, 15 yards. When Benny Snell carries it and has 100-yard games and multiple touchdown games, Kentucky wins. When they shut him down a little bit, Kentucky loses. Simple as that.
Simple as that.
Against Mississippi State 2 years ago, 19 carries, 128 yards and a touchdown.
Can South Carolina shut him down this weekend? Are they capable of that?
You got to designate a lot of bodies to doing it, but Kentucky can't hurt you by doing that. The quarterback, Wilson, is not a guy who's going to hurt you. So
he's not awful.
He's not good, though.
He's no Jared Lorenzen up there, you old hefty lefty.
The round mound of rebound, not rebound.
The football?
Yeah. The hefty lefty.
The hefty lefty.
Yeah. 654 Roar. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Well, Zach, Mickey just asked you what you learned from Tony. I mean, you got to say you don't know because you can't trust it, right? I mean, lying ass Tony. But anyway, Mick, question for you. Have you heard at all how Kelly Bryant's taken the motion? And, you know, to me, he has three options, right? And one of them's kind of could be selfish, but, you know, you could transfer like so many people are in college football after 4 games. You could, you know, not play unless, you know, there's an injury. That way you potentially preserve that year in case, you know, Trevor went down and the team needed him for a game or multiple games. Or he could continue to battle for the job similar to what he's been doing and maybe come in, you know, four or five series a game. So my question to you is, have you heard how he's taken it? And then do you think any of those are options, or do you just see him being a team guy and trying to continue to compete for the job? And I'll hang up the list.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. I have not heard. Of those three options, the transfer thing, I just don't see that happening. I don't see how and why you would do that. You graduated. You don't want to ruin. You know, it's not the right thing to do. It's just to go play somewhere else, use that as a game. I don't think that's going to be the case. And I could be wrong. Maybe that's exactly what they're thinking. I don't think that's going to be the case. You know, I don't. If I know Kelly Bryant sat behind Deshaun Watson, Kelly Bryant actually got beat up by Nick Schuessler as a second team guy one of those years in there, too. A lot of life is timing, and a lot of different times, different places, Kelly Bryant wouldn't have had to sit as long as he sat, and then wouldn't have to be, you know, in game four or game five of the next season. There's, you know, wouldn't have to do that. Kelly Bryant, if I could advise Kelly Bryant, here's what I would say, and I won't, but I'd say this. You are one of the most beloved student athletes to ever come through here. People love you, and rightfully so. You've earned that. And 20 years from now, whether you were the starter for the second half of the season or not the second half, you know, whatever, I don't think that's going to be important. It's awfully important to you now. No one's trying to diminish that. But how you handle this, there's people watching you. There's little kids watching you. Your teammates are watching you. Your staff is watching you. And you got a chance to go up even farther, even higher in people's minds. Zach, tell me if you agree with this or not. You know, my 14-year-old niece texted me after Tiger Woods won, and she took this post that she tweeted over the summertime about Tiger's going to win again. And my point was that we learned through this. I don't want you to learn from Tiger Woods how to be a father or a husband. He wasn't very good at that. It wasn't the husband part of it. He wasn't very good at that. I get that. I don't want you to learn about Tiger about how to take your medications. I don't want to learn about Tiger about, you know, about a lot of things in life. But Tiger Woods taught us one thing on Sunday, and he's taught us ever since he came back, that no matter what you're facing, if you work hard, if you stay focused, if you stay positive, if you stay confident, you can outwork almost anything that happens to you. And in the grand scheme of life, right now at 22 years old, wherever Kelly Bryant is, yeah, it's very, very, very important for him to be the starting quarterback. In the grand scheme of life, it's not all that important. That how he handles this will be much, much, much more important. Isn't that old saying, Mr. Orr 24, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you handle it?
Absolutely.
Those little cliches get to be cliches for a reason. There's a lot of people watching Kelly Bryant and watching how he handles this. For the first time on Saturday, I looked over after Bryant, one of his drives where they had to come out and punt or whatever it was. It wasn't a successful drive. And I watched Trevor Lawrence go out, meet Kelly about halfway, and pat him on the back. We don't know what goes inside of rooms. I think those guys are decent friends and competitors and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I like seeing that part of it. There will be a lot. There's cameras always on Kelly Bryant. A lot of people in the stands going to watch him on Saturday and see how he handles this. You're mm-hmm. not supposed to like it, but it's a team sport.
Be upset.
Yeah.
Use that to fuel you.
Right. Work hard. Get better. Those kind of things. There's a lot of people who will, though, be watching how he handles it. Because that, to me, that's much more important than what happens to him moving forward and 20 years down the road. To that point. Cliff Hammonds got into the Clemson Athletic Hall of Fame here, mm-hmm. not because he's one of the best basketball players ever here. He was a good player. He's a very good player. Cliff Hammonds, the architecture major, the guy that came and busted his butt, hustled all the time. On the bench, the first guy off the bench meeting his guys off a team, you know, off of a big run. First guy patting the guys on the butt. There's right ways to go about it. There's a lot of little kids watching. There's a lot of little league coaches watching. There's a lot of people out there watching. And Kelly Bryant has a very, very good opportunity to continue to show us who he is. And I would fully expect, I'd be disappointed if he didn't continue to be Kelly B and continue to handle things the right way like he's done his entire life so far, seemingly, from what we know. 654 Roar, Jamie is up next. Hey, Jamie, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Nikki. Good morning, Zach. How are you guys?
Man, we're blessed. We hope you are, too.
I am blessed. We weathered the storm just beautifully, so we're good, man.
Great.
We're good.
Great.
But my question is this. I've heard that Kelly Bryant is still going to play, you know. So I'm wondering, have they just kind of flip-flop roles and just going to send Trevor out there first, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, what Dabo has said is that that's all it basically is. He says that that Trevor doesn't have an eight-game contract. He has to play well. It's not like we don't have a guy in Kelly Bryant that we don't trust, who we don't believe in, who we don't think can win at all because we do. This week, basically, they're just going to flip-flop it, and he gets to run out there first and see how it goes, and then Kelly gets a shot at it and see how it goes, and then they'll kind of adjust after that, like they did at Texas A&M, yeah. Like they did at Georgia Tech.
Right. But the thing that was different this week is post-game when they asked Dabo who's going to be your starter. Normally, as any coach would say, he would say Kelly Bryant. Well, this week he said, well, we're going to go back and reevaluate the film. Now, I know they do that every week, but this week that's what he said instead of saying Kelly B's our starter. So do you find that interesting? I mean, I fully believe he wants to play Trevor Lawrence, but he is such a loyal guy to his seniors, as he should be. He feels kind of obligated to play Kelly Bryant. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that whenever you're going to play the younger guy, Zach made this point earlier, whenever you can play the younger guy, the offense is going to need maybe more reps, and you know you're about preparing and getting better later in the year, so that makes more sense that you see that. I just still think that this comes down to productivity, and
right.
And if because Lawrence, let's remember this. Yeah, at Lawrence, this is the past week. In the last game we saw, Kelly goes to one first down in the first two drives, and Lawrence comes in and scores touchdowns in five of his six drives. That's what happened.
Right.
So this week we'll see that they'll trot him out there, and we'll see. And then next week going to Wake Forest, we might have a new starter. It's not not an 8-game contract.
Right. You
know, so we'll see. We'll see moving forward.
Well, you know what? And this is the last point I'm going to make, but I am really excited. This is about like having C.J. Spiller, Deshaun Watson, and Sammy Watkins all on the field together, because you've got Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, and Justin Ross.
A lot of good comparisons there, but I like it, man.
All right, man.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, man, for taking my call.
Appreciate the phone call. Thanks a lot. A lot of weapons. That's what who did he say? Who said what?
He said just
Dabo?
Like him. Yeah.
What did that, when asked about it, what did Dabo say? One more time.
Dabo said,
well, you don't remember this. And Philpott did it best when Tommy Bowden was the head coach here. And someone say, coach, your offense didn't move the ball this past week the way it did, you know, in previous weeks, whatever. And he had some sort of stat in there that Tim Ray would have. And Tim sat right beside Tommy Bowden at every press conference on Tuesdays. And someone said, coach, are you not moving the ball like you thought? And he goes, Tim. Tim. Anyway, he could have done a lot better going, well, Tim. 654, Roy, we'd love for you to come back with us in our third segment of the third hour, final segment of the show when you return.
The Clemson Tigers. Tigers Network.
Clemson may be ahead in the series against Syracuse, but last year's score put a big chip on the Tigers' shoulders. The Tigers have a grudge to settle, and it happens on Saturday. Your Clemson Tigers will suit up to take on the Syracuse Orange in Death Valley, and you can catch every exciting minute here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's all the action, starting with the Tiger pregame show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Wolf.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Hi, friends. Mickey Poller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, or a place to start a new business, or you need some acreage, then you need to call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham and Associates. Hugh Durham has been in business for over 45 years, a member of IPTE for 54 years, and he has the same dedication to Clemson Athletics as he has to his business. Put the dedicated and experienced experts to work for you. Call Coldwell banker Hugh Durham at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com and get ready to be treated like family.
Have you noticed a construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. Always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
You are unique. The independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group think that your financial plan should also be unique. We offer customized advice and recommendations that you might not get from the big box guys or a robo-advisor with their one-size-fits-all approach. The Kiwi Financial Group can help you accumulate and protect your wealth. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
My friends at Palmetto Dunes want to invite you down to beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. If you've never been, understand why we talk about it. Understand why it's rated as one of the greatest resorts in this country. Understand why it's rated one of the best islands in America. I think I'm right by saying this. I think it's the largest island on the East Coast between the Keys and Long Island. Our friends at Palmetto Dunes have three awesome golf courses. They've got beaches and lagoons and tennis and fireworks and pickleball and great food and great shopping. Shelter Cove is an amazing area there too. And the nature scenes and all the wildlife is down there. They've done a great job of the preservation of all that. You know what? Enjoy a little getaway. The Tigers are every other weekend, they're on the road. Still got to go to Wake Forest. Still got to go to Boston College. Still got to go to Florida State. So if you don't go to those road games, man, they'd love for you to come back. Still an open date in there somewhere. You got four more opportunities if you're a Clemson fan. You know what? They do an awesome job of giving you a website that's easy to navigate, easy to understand. You got all kinds of choices on there. In the old days, you had to go by the phone and try to explain it to you. You didn't have pictures. This website is amazing. Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. On this segment, we always keep up with the local golf scene here. At the United States Mid-Amateur up in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Charlotte Country Club and Carolina Golf Club there in Charlotte. We had three guys make it to the match play, the round of 64, including the medalist Stephen Bear, former Clemson golfer, who won in the very first round there, 3-2. We had Jordan Cease, former Winthrop golfer from Lexington, beat Kevin Downey from Rochester, New York, 8-6, just smoked him. And my very good friend Thomas Todd lost in 19 holes yesterday to Brock Heyman from Pearland, Texas. So we're down to the final 32. We got two South Carolina players in this, former Clemson Stephen Baird, former Winthrop player Jordan C. So good luck to those guys in the round of 32 today up at the United States Mid-Amateur Championship. That's our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Go by and see. It's hard to win awards in a very competitive field for resorts, but Palmetto Dunes wins them over and over again for a reason. Check them out online, PalmettoDunes.com. To our phone lines down to Columbia, where Boogie checks in. Hey, good morning, Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, man, how you doing? Enjoy the show, guys.
Well, thank you.
Mickey, I was just listening to your comments that you made about Kelly, and I agree 100%, man. Sometimes it's not how many touchdown passes or yards you throw for, it's how you handle adversity. And if you watch the games, even when he comes out of the game and Trevor comes in, cameras are panning the sideline to see his reaction. And I think this will define a lot about him, you know, how he handles this adversity. And I think there's still a lot for Kelly to do in our offense. I still think that he's a valuable part of that offense, and he'll get his chances. And that's why I think Christian Wilkins, he's probably the greatest leader we've had on our football program that I can remember, because just the way he handles himself, he's the first one to congratulate guys, get them up when things are not going bad, going good. And I just, you know, I'm looking for that type of stuff out of Kelly. But why I'm calling this morning was about Xavier Thomas. I want to get your thoughts on him. I don't know that I've seen a guy in a while that makes absolutely every ounce of opportunity count, every snap that he gets. I remember when I first seen David Pollock at Georgia, he had a motor that I just could not believe. Xavier Thomas strikes me as that kid that he is just improving like each and every week. And I really think the future is really, really bright for him, and I'm glad we have him.
That's a great point, Boogie. I tell you the best compliment I've ever given a Clemson player, and I didn't mean to do it, and it just kind of slipped out. You know, him and Amari Rodgers wear the same jersey number, and they don't. Their bodies look nothing alike. But it's obvious when Amari's on offense that's not Xavier Thomas. And when Xavier Thomas lines up on defense, that's not Amari Rodgers. On the kickoff the other day, he runs down, sprint is the first player down, and makes this missile-type tackle on a guy on a kickoff team, despite being 6'3" and 265 pounds, and I'm in the upper deck now, and I look down, and I've got to take a second to see, man, is that Amari or is that Xavier Thomas? I got him confused with the wide receiver for a second, man. That guy was flying downfield with that speed. He's going to be a special talent here, no doubt about that.
Yes. Well, enjoy the show, guys. Y'all guys keep doing a good job, and go Tigers.
Thank you, Boogie. Appreciate the phone call. Zach, not too many times you get a defensive end. You got to check and see, was that a defensive end or is that a wide receiver? Now, Clemson's got some big wide receivers. It's not like I was saying, is that Justin Ross or is that Xavier Thomas? I'm talking about the little fella and Amari Rodgers. You know, both of them kind of thick there, but you kind of see if I was in the upper deck and I see a guy shoot, you know, just first mate tackle, like, hey, where's number three? Is that, kind of see that, right? That's a good compliment, correct?
Absolutely, it does.
Okay, just making sure of all that. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands at Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive ABC and ESPN for the six-day hold. My wife made a good point yesterday. You know, sometimes not knowing the ins and outs of it kind of simplifies things. Remember I told you that we're out in Arizona for the first national championship game, or the second one in Clemson history, but we won out in Arizona against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife says, what the heck are two teams so close to each other in the South doing out here in the desert playing football? It's a good point. She asked me yesterday, what's the stuff about six-day window stuff? You can't decide. You schedule these games 10 years in advance. You can't decide what time you want to play now? It's a good point. I get it. But what are we doing, Zach? What are we pretending that we're doing here? It's not hard, man. It's not rocket science. This week, Wake Forest plays Rice. You think Wake Forest is going to lose to Rice? Think Clemson is going to lose to Syracuse? Whatever game you think that's the game to do, don't waste my time, man. I got a hotel room to make. You know, I got some reservations to make here. You know? I mean.
You got the flight already.
But is it a little bit crazy?
Do you have the flight already?
To Wake Forest?
I'm driving. Sorry, I thought Boston College. I thought we were talking about.
No. Wake Forest. 6-day window. Either 3:30 or 8. That's a big difference. If it's 3:30, I can go up and come back the same day.
You can do it at 8 o'clock. Just got to take a little, you know, 5-hour energy.
I need a hotel room afterwards. I'm an old guy now.
You're a young man. You got a new baby coming in February.
I got a pregnant wife. We're trying to decide if she can go or not.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Well, isn't this a little bit crazy, Zach? Crazy Zach's, get it? There used to be a bar here in Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little bit crazy that I can come on here and tell you that Oklahoma and Notre Dame have decided to play a football game in Norman in 2028 and in South Bend in 2029. Here I am 2 weeks from the game. I can't tell you what time it's going to be.
Well, they want to get the best matchup in the right spot.
Give me a break, man.
Come on, man. You got to put the best stuff in prime time.
So what has to happen for Clemson not to play in prime time?
Wake
First off, it's got to be a road game. We know that, right? Can't play home.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. So, does Rice need to beat Wake Forest and Syracuse need to beat Clemson or something? Is that what's going to happen?
Yes, I don't know. Maybe there's some other factors outside of that as well.
I don't know, man.
Some other teams that probably play into that.
Just go with it, bro. Just go with it. Finish things up.
You're going to see the game either way.
Yeah, but I got a hotel or not a hotel. Hey, I got some plans to make.
You're going
to
go either way.
I know, but it definitely changes.
Okay.
Give me a 2-minute drill music. What do you have for me over there, buddy?
Are we playing the music?
Yeah. There
you go. Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, something to keep an eye on for our old friend Chad Morris, Jonathan Nance, the senior wide receiver down at Arkansas, who started 6 games last year and has played a lot this year, announces he will redshirt. He will stop playing, and he will transfer from the program in December. Obviously, the new redshirt rule allows you to play the 4 games that they've already played, stop, and then take their redshirt and possibly move on after that. Something to keep an eye on going forward across the country as teams make a decision and players make a decision this week.
It's kind of crazy that you think about that kind of stuff. I wish we didn't have to think.